Title: Pirate Radio. 808 Tail Titan with crisp transients and dusty mids in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. Today we're doing that proper Pirate Radio Jungle O-end. Big, heavy, but not floppy. The goal is simple. Take an 808 style bass or sub drop and turn it into something that rolls under breaks without smearing, cuts through with a crisp front edge, and has those dusty mids so it still speaks on small speakers. This is intermediate level, and we're staying inside stock Ableton Live 12 devices. By the end, you'll basically have a Pirate 808 bass rack you can drop under an amen or think and it just behaves. Before we touch a single knob, set the context, because jungle decisions depend on the groove. Set your project tempo somewhere around 165 to 170 BPM. Drop in a break loop. Amen, think. Whatever you like. Keep it playing while you build. The whole point is, the bass has to lock with the break's kick, and it has to leave room for the snare to crack. If you design the bass in solo, it will almost always be too long and too clean. Step 1. Get your source into Simpler. Create a new MIDI track and drag in an 808 bass sample. Ableton loads Simpler automatically. In Simpler, set the mode to one shot. That's going to give you consistent tail behavior every time you hit a note. Turn warp off, because for sub samples, warp can smear the low end and mess with pitch stability. Set voices to 1, so it behaves mono. And make sure trigger is on, so each note retriggers cleanly, instead of kind of continuing from wherever the last one left off. Now the key move. Envelope tightening. Go to controls, then the amp envelope. Set attack to basically 0. We want the note to start immediately. For decay, start somewhere around 150 to 350 milliseconds. This depends on your pattern and how busy the break is. Set sustain all the way down, minus infinity or very low, and set release around 30 to 90 milliseconds. Listen to what you just did. You took a long 808 tail and turned it into a note-shaped sub that actually fits DNB grids. And here's a big teacher note. Tune the 808 to the track, then tune the envelope to the groove. First, get the pitch right so sustained notes don't fight your musical key. Then, while the break is playing, adjust decay and release until the bass stops being noticeable as a tail and starts feeling like it's breathing with the spaces in the break. Next, tail control like a junglist. This is two things, MIDI discipline and dynamics control. Envelope fixes most of it, but not all of it. Start with MIDI note length. For rolling jungle bass, start with eighth notes. Don't make them full-length blocks. A good starting point is about 40 to 70% of the grid length. Too long and you get overlap and low-end blur. Too short and you lose weight, and it turns into that pecking bass that never feels like it sits. Then sidechain. Add a compressor or glue compressor after Simpler. Turn on sidechain. Feed it the kick. If your kick is inside the break loop, sidechain from the break track. Start around a 4 to 1 ratio, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, so you don't erase the transient completely, and release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. The right release is the one where the bass ducks with the kick, but recovers before the next kick moment. Pull threshold down until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. That's the classic duck then bloom. The kick lands, the bass bows out for a moment, then the bass rises back up into the pocket. That's the roll. Now step 3. Crisp transients, without turning your bass into a click. A lot of 808s have plenty of low energy but no real front edge, and under breaks that means you can't hear the note start. We're going to give it articulation, but we're not going to destroy the sub. Quick method first. Add drum bus right after Simpler. Push transient up, something like plus 10 to plus 25. Add drive, maybe 5 to 15, and keep boom off. Boom is cool, but you already have sub, and boom can make the low end messy fast. If the drive starts getting edgy, use damp around 20 to 40%, and trim the output. Don't let this stage clip the next device unless you're doing it intentionally. If you want it more pirate radio and less modern, do a transient layer instead. Either duplicate the MIDI track, or better, put everything into an instrument rack so you can split chains. On the transient layer, use a short kicky sample, or even the same 808, but with decay down at like 30 to 80 milliseconds. Then high pass it at 120 to 200 Hz with EQ8. Light saturation. Soft clip or analog clip. Blend it until you feel the front edge, but you don't hear a separate kick. If you can clearly identify there's a second drum, you've gone too far. Now we go into the signature part. Dusty mids. This is the secret sauce for radio in a stairwell. It's how the bass stays present on laptop speakers, while your sub stays clean for a system. Group your instrument chain into an instrument rack. Select Simpler and whatever you've added so far, then group. Create two chains, sub and mids, on the SUB chain. Keep it boring and disciplined. Add EQ8. Low pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope. If it feels boxy, do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz. Then add utility and make it mono. If you need it absolute, set width to 0. Gain stage the SUB chain so it's controlled and not slamming everything downstream. On the mids chain, we're going to build harmonics and grit, but we're going to keep it band limited so it doesn't become fizzy. Start with EQ8. High pass at 120 to 160 Hz, steep. Then a gentle boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz if you want more presence. Now add saturator. Drive around 6 to 12 dB. Soft clip on and trim the output back down. This is where you generate musically useful harmonics that translate. Then add redux for dust. Don't destroy it. Downsample around 6 to 12 as a starting point. Bit reduction subtle, like 12 to 14 bits. The mistake people make is going, "Wow, this sounds sick in solo," and then in the mix it becomes sandpaper. Subtle is the win. If you need more, do it by turning the mids chain up a little, not by annihilating the signal. Then add roar for pirate grit and tone. Start with tape or warm, moderate drive. And here's an important mindset: we want bark, not fizz. Use filtering to keep it focused. If roar gets too bright or modern, band limit it. After roar, consider a low pass around 5 to 7 kHz so the bass stays old school and doesn't turn into metallic top end. Blend rule: the SUB should look and feel solid. The mids should feel almost underwhelming when soloed. But when the break is playing, suddenly the bass speaks. That's the whole point. Now step 5, EQ discipline on the full bass bus. Put EQ8 after the rack. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz to remove rumble that eats headroom. If the bass fights the snare body, try a small dip around 160 to 220 Hz, 1 to 3 dB. If it's honky, a little dip around 500 to 800 Hz. And if you feel like it's too clean, don't reach for a high shelf. Add harmonics in the mid chain instead. Jungle bass doesn't need shiny treble. Step 6. Glue it together so the layers feel like one instrument, not two things stacked. Add glue compressor, gentle settings. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Optional. Soft clip and glue if the transient spikes. Subtle clipping here can feel like hardware, louder without resorting to brute force limiting. Now, a few coach level checks that will save you time. First, gain staging. Don't run everything hot. Aim for the bass track peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before any master limiting. Old school loud is usually clipping and drive choices, not just slamming meters. Second, transient translation check, the grot box test. Add an audio effect rack on the bass bus with a quick check chain, EQ8 high pass at 150 Hz, then utility in mono. Map it to a macro or just toggle it. When you engage that, you're basically hearing what small speakers hear. The bass should still have an audible front edge and note shape. If it disappears, your mids aren't doing enough, or your transient shaping is too sub-dependent. Third, phase sanity check. On the SUB chain, try utility phase invert on the left channel, then turn it back off. If the low end changes dramatically, it can be a sign your layers are fighting or not aligned. The fix is usually simplification. Keep the sub chain ultra clean, avoid latency heavy stuff there, and do your weirdness in the mids. Now, advanced variations if you want to push it. 1. Frequency-conscious sidechain. Put the sidechain compressor only on the SUB chain, not the whole rack. That way the sub ducks for the kick, but the dusty mid layer stays more constant. That reads louder and more radio, without actually adding level. 2. Gating the tail using the break as a rhythmic key. Put a gate on the SUB chain, sidechain it from the break or kick, and set it so the gate closes slightly after the kick, preventing long overlaps in busy sections. Use floor instead of fully shutting it off if you want a more natural decay rather than a hard chop. 3. Macro control. Map simpler decay, sidechain threshold, and maybe SUB chain utility gain to one macro. Then one knob becomes tight rollers to held note pressure. That's perfect for arrangements and live tweaking without rewriting MIDI. 4. Parallel attack bus. Instead of pushing transient on the main chain, create a return track called attack. On it, put a EQ8 high pass at 200 Hz, drum bus with a small transient bump and moderate drive, then saturator with soft clip. Send your base lightly to it. Now you can dial byte per section without destabilizing your main sub. Let's talk arrangement, because this is where it turns from a sound into a vibe. In the intro, 8 to 16 bars, try mostly the mids chain with a sub turned down, plus some space, filters, maybe radio FX. DJ friendly and it builds anticipation. Then at the drop, bring the sub back, but consider shortening decay slightly so it locks harder with the break. After 32 bars, do a switch up by automating one thing, decay a little longer for a boomier phrase, or roar drive slightly up for an 8-bar nasty section, or a quick quarter bar mute to give that lift sound system cut. A classic move is call and response between sub and mids. In dense break passages, pull sub down slightly and let mids carry the audibility. In gaps or before snares, bring sub back for impact, and try tape choke moments. The last 8th or 16th before a snare, shorten decay hard for a split second. That negative space makes the snare hit feel bigger without you even touching the snare. Common mistakes to avoid as you work.